Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us by being a contestant for the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. Our phone lines are 314-969-KTRS and 888-550-KTRS. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you are welcome to play on the Harris Challenge today. Before we get to the challenge, I have to read to you my favorite email of the week. My email address, by the way, is paul@harrisonline.com. That goes directly to me. I don't have a staff. I don't have anybody else who reads that. If you write, it goes directly to me, and I will respond to you. Here is the email of the week, and I think Dan will enjoy this one. Dear Paul, I love your show, especially the Harris Challenge, which is a great way to end the week. I also love it whenever you blame Jenkins for screwing something up on your show. In fact, my buddies have started doing it at work, and we all get a big laugh out of it. Say hello to Dan and Ian for me. Signed, Mike Jenkins. Mike, thank you for ruining the show today by sending me that email. I appreciate that.
That's great.
All right. If you play the Harris Challenge, you will have one of two outcomes. One, you will not get enough points to earn yourself a prize, and I'll have to punish you. But if you get 8 points or more, you will earn that prize from this guy right here.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations. One in Forsyth and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations. They have a location in Forsyth and one at 70 and 79 in St. Peter's. And we do have the girl on the train or whatever the heck that is.
Yeah.
That's still in, we do have tickets, Fuhrenberg tickets for that. We have some tickets for that. Also, from the Playhouse at Westport Plaza.
Yeah!
If you choose, you can win tickets to Forbidden Broadway.
Yeah, that's the new show that's moving in here this weekend after a four-week run of Defending the Caveman with our friend Kevin Burke. So now Forbidden Broadway is here. 28 Broadway musicals in one show, they say.
Yeah, it's going to run November 3rd through the 13th here at the Playhouse at Westport.
Oh, it opens next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you can choose your prize from that list, or if you get all the questions right, we call it a clean sweep, and we give you a bonus.
Yeah, we'll give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
All right, let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Chris.
How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity of shouting out to the friends or the family or the boss or whoever you like, or using the time for your own prearranged commercial endorsement. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. What would you like to say?
Just the family. My wife, Amy, kids, Addison, Max, Logan, and his new fiance, Tyler.
Okay. Let's start on the semi-random category computer. See what comes spilling out here category-wise. We'll have a total of five today, one for each contestant, but the first three are up on the screen for you to choose from, led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? Or Category 2, Happy Halloween? Or Category 3, Wrigley Movies?
Ooh. I'll do Happy Halloween.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For 1 point, where did jack-o'-lanterns originate? The USA, Spain, or Ireland?
I'm going to say USA.
Ireland. What Halloween candy was created by the Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s?
The what company?
What Halloween candy was created by the Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s?
Pass.
Which Peanuts character spends every Halloween in the pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin?
Linus.
Correct. What does the I in UNICEF stand for?
Pass.
Which of these is considered good luck on Halloween? Seeing a spider, kissing someone dressed as a ghost, or eating the inside of a pumpkin as you carve it?
I'll say the first one with the spider.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What was that Halloween candy Wonderly invented in the 1880s?
Caramel apple
Caramel apples is very wrong. The correct answer is candy corn, or as, or as I like to call it, earwax in a triangle. The I in UNICEF, United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund. So international is what we were looking for. But the good news is you got the spider for five and Linus for three. 8 points makes you a winner, Chris. Congratulations. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I move on to Nancy as our second contestant. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Paul. Here I am again.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
Chris.
You want to plug something?
Well, Monday is my birthday, and I want to say happy birthday to all the Halloween birthday babies.
Okay. Did you get ripped off because there was so much candy and fun on Halloween?
No, trick-or-treating was just part of my birthday. It was kind of part of the deal.
Okay. Here are the categories, Nancy. You can have you been paying attention, Wrigley movies, or, on the other side of the World Series roster, Major League actors.
Yeah, let's go. Let's see if I've been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. At what airport did GOP vice presidential candidate Pence's plane skid off a runway last night?
LaGuardia.
Correct. What 60s activist and former husband of Jane Fonda died this week at age 76? Tom Hayden is right. Who told Fox's Megyn Kelly this week, "You are fascinated with sex"?
I don't remember.
Here's the four-pointer. Junko Tabe died this week at age 77, holding a place in history as the first woman ever to climb what?
Oh, my God. I could... Mount Everest?
Correct. Five-pointer. What did Pete Kostelnik do in just over 42 days to set a world record? A, run across America. B, build a Lego replica of the Great Wall of China. Or C, go to a Tim Kaine rally every day?
D?
It's A, run across America. And who said you're fascinated with sex to Megyn Kelly?
Bill O'Reilly?
No, it was Newt Gingrich.
Oh.
And by the way, on that run across America, Pete Kostelnik is 29 years old. He ran 3,067 miles from City Hall in San Francisco to City Hall in New York in just over 42 days. The previous record was 46 and a half days set in 1980.
And Forrest Gump did it in, how long?
I don't know.
I can't remember, but we ate at Bubba Gump's in Las Vegas, and they will ask you trivia questions, and that was one of the questions.
And you don't remember the answer?
And I can't remember the answer.
Good story, Dan.
Thanks.
Nancy got the one, the two, and the four. Unfortunately, that's only 7 points, and so I am going to have to punish you. As you know, there have been a lot of creepy clown stories, a lot of them made up, and a lot of them just copycats, not just here in the U.S., but in the U.K. and in some other countries. And there will be a lot of people, I'm sure, dressing up as creepy clowns because they want to be topical on Monday or maybe tomorrow for their office Halloween parties or their neighborhood Halloween parties. So I said, well, let's see if we can get a clown to sing some punishment music. And we found one from Mexico, which I guess makes it Donald Trump's favorite clown. The clown's name is Cepillin. Join in! Okay, that's enough. I'm going to apologize right now because that is going to be the earworm that is going to stick with you for the rest of today, maybe even into tomorrow. You're not going to be able to get that out of your head, I promise.
And it took me a while to figure out what song that even was.
Staying alive.
Yeah, I know.
Have a good weekend, Nancy.
Okay,
thanks for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Paul?
Good. Plug something.
I'll do that later today.
Oh. Wow.
All right.
Good for you.
Yeah, bragger.
Which category would you like here, Steve? Wrigley movies, major league actors, or the business page?
Let's go with Major League.
Okay. We have this in here because, of course, Major League was about the Cleveland Indians, who, of course, are tied up with the Cubs 1-1 in the World Series. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played outfielder Willie Mays Hayes in Major League and later served 3 years in prison for tax evasion?
Pass.
Crew-play catcher Jake Taylor in Major League and was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Platoon?
Tom Berenger.
Correct. Which L.A. Law star played third baseman Roger Dorn in Major League?
Corbin Burnson.
Correct. What was the uniform number Charlie Sheen wore as pitcher Ricky Vaughn in Major League?
I don't know. I'll just say, how about number 7?
99. Which real-life Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster played the radio voice of the Indians in the movie?
Bob
Uecker is right. Now, back to the one-pointer. Who played outfielder Willie Mays Hayes and later served 3 years in prison for tax evasion?
I have no clue.
Take a guess. 3 seconds.
Wesley Snipes.
Who did you guess?
Wesley Snipes.
You know what I always say? Always bet on black. That's correct. It is Wesley Snipes.
No way.
Way.
Always bet on black.
That was from Passenger 57.
Oh, no.
Remember that movie?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
That's what his character said in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was Willie Mays Hayes. Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever effing do it again. Remember
there
that?
Go, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The good news is you don't have to punish me.
No, that's right. You got 11 points. Congratulations. Right. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prize.
And you got lucky here, and you're going to get lucky later.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, so says he.
That may have been speculative on his part. We'll see. I heard you on the radio today. Yeah, that pretty much ended the chances right there. My other favorite line in that movie is, forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him the heat.
I like, if you know help me now, I say, F you, Joe Boo.
I do it myself. Dennis.
Oh, that I would never be able to get that actor's name.
He's the guy who's in, he was the president on 24, and he was in all of the commercials for that insurance company. I'll think of it in a second. Carl is our fourth contestant. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah, shout-outs to my wife and my two-day-old daughter, Penny.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody getting any sleep yet?
Not yet.
No, not so much. Well, welcome to the great joy of parenthood. And tell me which category you like. We have two left, Wrigley movies or the business pages.
Let's go with the business pages.
Okay. Hang on a second here. I'm looking something up. Nope, I can't find it. Dennis Haysbert was the actor's name. My wife just texted me. Dennis Haysbert. All right, you said the business pages?
Who needs
business
theory?
Pages.
Yeah, I got Martha. 60 seconds on the clock, Carl. I'm sorry. Brian. No, it's Carl. No. Carl, right?
Carl.
Brian's on hold. I'm completely thrown off by the whole Dennis Haysbert thing. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company announced this week it'll buy rival Scottrade for $4 billion?
Pass.
Which company announced this week it'll buy Time Warner for $85.4 billion?
Pass.
Which TV sports guy in St. Louis followed the example of Mike Bush and Steve Savard when he became the co-anchor of Channel 5's morning news show yesterday?
Pass again.
Chose the category of his own free will. Here's your four-pointer. What was delivered this week over 120 miles in Colorado in the first self-driving tractor trailer by an Uber division?
Pass again.
Uh-oh.
What is the name of the 6-second video outlet that Twitter announced that's going to shut down soon?
Twitch?
Vine.
Twitch.
Back to the one-pointer. What company announced this week it's buying Scottrade for $4 billion?
TV Ameritrade?
That's correct. And you know, you're laughing, but there actually is a social media company called Twitch.
Twitch, is there?
Which a lot of people in the gaming world use to live stream themselves as they're playing these games. And I guess we're going to have to go to concerts and blues games at the TD Ameritrade Center next year, right?
Yeah.
AT&T is buying Time Warner for $85.4 billion. Rennie Knott has moved from the sports desk at Channel 5 to the morning news desk. And 2,000 cases of Budweiser delivered by that self-driving truck in Colorado this week. Carl, all you got was the one-pointer. And that means
I blame it on the no sleep.
That is a very good thing to blame it on.
No, I think he got the... Did he get the five-pointer?
No, he said Twitch. The correct answer was Vine.
That's right.
So for 1 point, you have to be punished as well. Once again, everyone's favorite disco singing Mexican puppet Cepillin.
Oh, Carl hung up.
Yeah.
The punishment.
You know what? One of the babies is probably crying. Or he is, for that matter. You know, that music goes over like a Led Zeppelin. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now let's meet Brian, our final contestant. Hi, Brian. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
I'd like to say happy Halloween to McGill Millivan.
McGill Millivan?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, he loves trick-or-treaters. Stop yes. by his place if you have a chance.
Yeah, I know. I'm bringing the whole gang out there.
Excellent. All right, Brian, we have one category left, and I know this is the team that plays there is our arch rival, but I think even St. Louis Cardinals fans would say, Wrigley Field? Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Might like to go to a ball game there sometime and see the Redbirds beat up on the Cubs.
Yes.
And of course,
yeah. I am anti-Cub. No matter, I'm just sorry.
Well,
that's the way it is.
This is about five movies that had scenes in Wrigley Field. 60
okay.
seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Matthew Broderick skip school and go to a Cubs game at Wrigley?
Oh, that's too easy. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
In what movie filmed in Chicago did John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd give 1060 West Addison the address of Wrigley Field as their home address?
That would be the Blues Brothers.
In what movie did a bunch of actresses pretending to be baseball players film several scenes at Wrigley Field?
You said female?
Yes.
Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own?
Correct. They called it Harvey Field in the movie. What movie was about a 12-year-old who breaks his arm, and when the tendons heal, he can throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and lead the Cubs to the World Series?
I'll have to pass on that one.
In what movie did Dana Carvey play a con man who pretends to be an ad executive and George H.W. Bush at a Cubs game?
Pass.
Well, we're back to the 12-year-old with the tendons and the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Anybody know?
Oh, is that the one of the kid out of India?
No.
Oh.
You're thinking $1 Million Arm. This one was called Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
And Opportunity Knocks was the Dana Carvey movie you should not stream on Netflix. Wow, was it bad. Brian, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and then the wheels fell off. And so you only ended up with 6 points. And so, yes, you've got to be punished by a clown as well. You know, I'm going to build a wall that will keep Mexican clowns out, and the Bee Gees are going to pay for it. Yeah, all right, that's the Harris Challenge for this week. Thank you very much for playing. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And you can catch up with the archives of challenges you've missed from past weeks by going to my website, harrisonline.com. When we come back, Mike Evans will have some gossip for you, and then I will have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.